This week, Milwaukee Public Schools formed a new community task force that will guide the district's decision on a potential spring tax referendum. The task force will recommend priorities that referendum could support, like small class sizes or increasing the number of school counselors. But the MPS board has already charged forward with new multi-million dollar commitments that may strain the district's budget. One is a new salary schedule plan. It will give employees more predictable raises based on experience. We're going to hear now from WUWM education reporter Emily Files on where that plan stands.
When the school board pledged to reinstate salary schedules earlier this year, the teachers' union said it could be a turning point, transforming MPS into a destination district for educators. But reconciling the new expenses with the district's financial reality is proving difficult. The first phase of the salary schedule went into effect at the beginning of this school year. It cost $5 million and boosted wages for the lowest paid employees like cafeteria workers. Phase two is next, and it's a big one. It covers teachers, school psychologists, social workers, nurses, and more. This is where things got tricky.
So the question before you tonight is, am I expendable? Are the teachers and staff in this room and across the district replaceable?
Chris Herman was one of dozens of MPS teachers who spoke out at meetings last month. They were under the impression that their raises would come in January and were unhappy to learn that Superintendent Keith Posley is now saying it will happen no later than March. Posley says that's because the budget this fiscal year can only handle $6 million to pay for the teacher raises.
The March date was a worst-case scenario that we had to put in place.
That wasn't the only complaint. The salary schedule would not count in educators' years of experience if they were working with an emergency license, also known as permit teachers. MPS has a lot of permit teachers, 585 this year. They get temporary licenses while pursuing certification in alternative programs. Angela Harris is one of them.
Now I'm being told that this time counts for exactly nothing in the eyes of the district.
Posley says it would cost at least $5 million to count permit teacher experience in the pay scales, and that the district can't afford it at this point. MPS is already spending millions more than originally budgeted due to the salary schedules and new music education standards adopted by the board. Matt Chasen with the MPS Office of Accountability and Efficiency warned the board that it's digging the district into a deeper financial hole.
There is an iceberg on our financial horizon. It is imperative that the board understand the impact its decision-making will make on our trajectory and speed towards it.
That iceberg is a projected $50 million deficit next year and a $400 million shortfall in 5 years. Board member Bob Peterson said those numbers are sobering, but the district has opportunities to raise money.
Support a referendum on April 7th for certain money. Secondly, help find a new president in November so we can get federal funds. And thirdly, in November and in the future, help transform our state assembly and Senate so we have sentient beings up there.
But board member Paula Phillips said the district needs to look beyond political strategies.
But if that money doesn't come in, what is this board, what is this administration, what is this district willing to do to think about the kids we have now, to think about the teachers that we have now? That includes permanent teachers. That includes students that don't have one certified teacher coming in front of us. And that means that we need to make hard decisions about what our facilities look like.
Philip said the district should consider downsizing its school building footprint to align with its declining enrollment. For now, the MPS board is moving forward with salary schedules, even though funding in future years is uncertain. The school board said attracting and retaining staff is too important to wait. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.